right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Davenport Pulse. Today, we are joined by Liz. She is the founder of My Gear Outreach, here to talk about the nonprofit organization that is committed to bringing comfort and hope to children entering foster care for the first time. Welcome, Liz. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into questions, we always ask our guests to just share a little bit about themselves.
I am from Clinton, Iowa. I've lived there most of my life. I have two daughters. One is bio. My youngest is adoptive. And I'm also taking care of my nephew now through relative placement. He's been with me for a little over 4.5 years. I work for Four Oaks Family Connections. I'm a recruiter for foster care. And that's I run My Gear. So that's about it.
So why don't we just kind of dive in and let our listeners know what My Gear is?
Well, My Gear Outreach is a, we're a nonprofit. And what we do is we give 30-inch wheeled duffel bags full of goodies, new pajamas, socks, underwear, toys, toiletries, to any child that is entering foster care or relative placement for the first time. I started in Clinton County. I've grown to Clinton, Jackson, Dubuque, and I'm also in Carroll, Whiteside, and Lee County. And I opened Scott County back in November.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is. Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, we've grown. Yeah, we have. And as long as there's funding, I will open that county. Yeah, we've given out over 675 duffel bags so far since we've started in the 8 years.
Wow.
How do you get connected with individuals to provide the bags?
There are several ways. In Clinton, I've known most of the foster families just because I've been active for so long. So foster families can reach out to me automatically. In my outlying counties, HHS, the department, has my bags in their office and they can pull the bags as needed. They're contracted with Four Oaks. Four Oaks caseworkers can contact me and get bags. I've had friends of foster families reach out to me on Facebook to let me know that their friends are getting foster children placed with them. And then so any avenue, they can call me, they can Facebook me. The department gets a hold of me. So any way that I can find out that the children are entering foster care, and we'll get a bag to their house.
Obviously, you're very passionate about what you do. How did this come about, or this idea?
I was a social worker for a long time. I needed a break, but I still wanted to stay connected. Googling Facebook one night, it came up. There was a town that did this as a one-time thing because they were wiped out by a tornado. And I really thought hard. I'm like, we don't do anything for foster families or foster kids in this area anywhere. So that was just one of those things. I brought it to my pastor at the time. I said, you know, hey, this is my idea. Can we do it? And he just looked at me. He goes, sure, you can. We'll pray about it. And like, that was it. And it just fell, you know, everything fell into peace. Like, we just grew and grew and grew. The money came. I got some help getting my 501(c)(3) number. And so we have just been absolutely blessed with the outreach of local businesses, churches, just community members that sponsor us. And as long as there's the seed money and we can get connected with HHS, we'll open that county.
So when you talk about the seed money and the funding, is it just the local businesses in the community that mainly fund this?
No, it's definitely a majority of my money comes from individuals or from churches. We do definitely have some business owner, you know, businesses that help us. They'll do gene days for us. We've got VBSs that help us out. There's some trust funds that people have donated to us, which is amazing. But it's just a lot of just normal people that just want to get involved and they don't know what to do or how to help. And this is just one way that they're helping the kids in their area, in their communities. They know their dollars are staying local. Mm-hmm. It's blessing kids in their own school systems, in their own neighborhoods. I think that helps, that people, you know, sometimes when you give to big nonprofits, you don't know where your money's going. You easily can see where your money's going with My Gear.
Mm-hmm. On average, how much does one duffel bag cost?
With all the goodies, they run right now about $150 to $200 per bag. The inflation has hurt us like it's hurt everyone else. But yeah, they get a brand new duffel bag. Everything in the bags are new. We have to remember these kids come from horrible places, and a lot of these are lower income children that have really never received anything new. So my first couple bags that I had the opportunity to see the kids open the bags, I saw a 13-year-old open brand new underwear one time, and his, like, just to know that, like, my own kids, how spoiled they are and what they get, you know, he was just mesmerized. You know, that was the one thing out of the bag, that it was his, like, new underwear. Mm-hmm. But it's so they all get new things, but it averages about $150 to $200, depending. Some of the kiddos, most kids that go into foster care don't come with anything. So some of those bags can reach up to $300, especially if the kids don't come with any clothes. Because we definitely will go out and get them four or five outfits just to get them going.
Sure.
So that they're not missing any school. The foster family doesn't have to go out to Walmart or Dollar, you know, wherever, Kohl's, to buy those things right off the bat. We've, you know, got new shoes. We're running a fundraiser right now to cover snow pants for all my Iowa counties. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of coat drives and boot drives, but nobody covers snow pants. And kids can't play on the playground unless they have coat, snow pants, and boots. So that's just something that we're trying to do. Any way that we can help out both the foster family and the foster child is, sure, is our goal.
Yeah. I know that you have both overnight bags and welcome boxes. What's the difference between
the only difference two? Is our welcome boxes are this, their toiletries. So okay. And they go into our overnight bags, but sure, it's just a way if someone doesn't, if they look at the price of an overnight bag and like, oh, that's a lot of money, but our welcome bags, you know, usually $25 to $50 we can fit their toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, a fun washcloth, nightlight, hair brushes, that kind of stuff goes into that. And then that goes into our overnight bag.
You've put a lot of thought into what goes in these overnight bags.
Yes. And the 8 years that I've done it, I've learned, you know, mm-hmm, I definitely for my youngest is a multiracial child, and her hair products are extremely expensive. So that is one thing too. If I'm get heads up by the foster family or HHS that it is a child that is either African-American or mixed, we make sure that those hair products are in there. Mm-hmm. I actually was up for a grant up in Dubuque County, which we did end up winning, but we went against the Red Box Foundation, Red Door Foundation, but they give feminine products to women in different things. I never once thought about feminine products in my teenage bag. So since then, I was like, I cannot believe I've been doing this for like 6.5 years. So now we do feminine products for, you know, our girls, you know, basically 12 and up. So every bag is age specific, gender specific. And if we know ahead of time, if a kid likes dinosaurs or, you know, Barbie, we make sure that we pack every bag so that that child gets what they need.
So there's toys too.
Always tons of toys. Cause you know, especially for the younger ones, you know, that's what they go to. It's, mm-hmm, you know, it's, I talked to a foster mother who thanked me for the bags. When these kids come into their home, you know, they're going into strangers' homes, you mm-hmm know, it's nerve wracking for the foster family and it's so scary for the kid. And the foster mother thanked me, not even for what was involved in the bag, but that hour that it took them to go through that bag was a bonding experience for them.
Most definitely.
It was something positive. It was fun for the child. And it took away from what was going on, the trauma and the hardship of what was going on. They could just look at all these things that were theirs, you know, for whatever, if that lasted an hour or 3 hours, you know, in the mom, you know, really was just like, that was time that we could bond. I got to know her and it just wasn't stressful. And I never thought about that aspect. Mm-hmm. So I just appreciated that info. Yeah. But like, you know, so yeah, tons of toys for the little ones. The older kids, we do, you know, ear pods, drones, radios. Girls get makeup. We really try to think of those things. A lot of times when children are pulled, a lot of them are emergency placements. So they might be pulled directly from school. So they don't get to go home and pack their favorite things. Mm-hmm. So I always tell grownups, okay, so imagine you leave for work in the morning and you're told by your boss, you can't go home. I mean, think of your hair products and your favorite pillow and all the,
right.
They don't get any of that. So it's our hope that these bags just fill those needs. So we really do try to think about, okay, this age, what do these kids, what are they into? Mm-hmm. What do they want? So just that, because they can't take those things with them. Right. You know, a lot of these kids, unfortunately too, if we don't have enough foster homes in counties, which we really need foster homes in Scott County, some of these kids are they're leaving their parents and their home, they have to leave their community. So now they're leaving their school districts, they're leaving their girlfriend and boyfriend, they're leaving their sports, you know, so our hope that is that bag can just give them a little bit of comfort.
If an individual or families want to get involved into foster care or adoption, do you have advice for them?
Yes, well, I definitely do. The first thing is we do orientation every Wednesday and Sunday night at 8 o'clock. You can visit iowafosterandadoption.org and you can go on and you can register for a class. It's at home. Do it in Zoom, do it in your pajamas. We don't care. Mm-hmm. And it really gives, it's about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, but it shows a video about the welfare system, the child welfare system. So you kind of get to know the ins and outs. And then it's myself or another coworker, that we go through the process of becoming a foster family. What does it look like? So it gives you a little introduction to it and it answers tons of your questions that you'd ever have. We have a time at the end of the session to ask it. You know, you can ask any question you like, we'll answer it. And it gives you some time to think about it, you know, because it's a big decision. And become, you know, once you start that orientation, you know, there's no strings attached. We won't hound you. We won't keep calling you. You know, if you decide not to follow through or do the next step, that's completely up to you. But from beginning to the end of the process, when you'd become a licensed foster parent, is anywhere between 6 to 9 months. So it's not something overnight. You got time to think about it. You got time to talk to your spouse or your partner or whoever. You don't have to be married. You can be single. You can rent. You don't even have to own. So there's just a lot of, it's open to a lot of, you know, different people in different ages. You have to be, 21 years of age, older, and just your a supportive, loving home is all we ask for. So, you know, so some stability. Iowa is a reunification state. So our goal is to get that child back with bio family. We want to get family healthy so that they can get the kids back because the kids want to go home.
Right.
You know, and that's our goal is to get them home with their parents. Mm-hmm. But we need a safe place for them to stay while that's happening. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't become sober overnight and take care of mental health or whatever's going on. That doesn't happen overnight. So we need a place for these kids to stay.
Can you tell our listeners what My Gear, what do all the letters stand for?
It is. It was, Gear. I remember when we were trying to come up with a name and I'm really glad we picked this one because we picked some really bad ones. if I go back, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad we didn't pick that one. But we wanted to mean something. So again, it's just the G-E-A-R is to give the hope to give the hope of Jesus to equipped with the most basic needs to promote acceptance and to restore relationships through their community. So those are just, you know, I think people don't like to think about the foster care world and these kids. It's kind of something that maybe takes care of itself and we don't. We need help. We need supports. If fostering's not something you would want to do, you know, think of ways you can support those foster families already doing the work, mm-hmm. You know, by either sponsoring us and donating to us, or, you know, we've got churches that will have community nights for the families to, you know, come down and have a dinner, free dinner. We've had people help with chores. When you get it, you know, a foster child, there's lots of appointments to begin with. We've had people help with, you know, driving either the foster child to appointments or, you know, or helping them with their own kids and getting them where they need to be. We've done meal trains. You know, you think about when you have a brand new baby in your house, you know, people doing meal trains. It's something you don't have to think about. Getting a foster child's the same thing. It's a new child in your home.
Right.
It's, you know, everyone's trying to work out their schedules and get this new normal. And so there's several ways you can help, you know, just the community and help our foster families and just, you know, support them so they know that they're not alone.
I feel like this is a topic that I haven't heard much about. As you mentioned before, people don't really talk about it or don't know much about it, aren't educated on it. So
yeah, I think if you haven't been touched by it,
right.
you just don't think about it, you know, and I agree with that. You know, if I wouldn't have started My Gear, you know, or if I wouldn't have gotten my nephew 4.5 years ago, mm-hmm. it just opens your eyes to, you know, even myself, you know, I come from good parents. We come from a good house. You know, why my sister made the choices she made to lose guardianship of her my nephew or her son. You know, things happen, you know, and it does affect you. I never once, when I opened My Gear 8 years ago, that I thought I would be packing bags for I got my niece and my nephew at the same time. My niece has since aged out. But I never thought that when there was a horrible night, he still remembers getting the bag. And, you know, and it's just like, I remember the night packing it. You know, it's hard. But, you know, again, we want our foster families and our foster kids. They're not alone. They've got a community that supports them. They've got, you know, people, and that's one of the goals of my year is that they look back, that they remember it was a positive out of all that heartache and all that trauma. There was one positive that came out of that, and that was a community that really rallied and got them these things that kind of helped out. And we, you know, again, when we have finances, we do fun things. We just had a skating party sponsored by, you know, with Four Oaks and My Gear and Fostering Crossroads. We at the Eldridge Community Center. I'm teamed up now with Sarah, who owns the drive-in in Delmar. We're going to have next summer have a foster only night that the foster parents and kids can come out for a free night. And so, I mean, the more monies we have, the better we can have, and we can serve, like I said, even with the we did a back to school bash, not this year, but the last year, to give the foster kids all their school supplies in Clinton County. We want to help them at all. You know, foster parents, they do get paid. There is a stipend, but it's not a lot. And I don't know if anyone else, you know, when you go to the grocery store, your money is not going very far. Right. So, you know, we're just trying to help. My Gear helps with diapers sometimes, special bottles, special formula, shoes. There's just all these things that when you get kids, they need. So it's like the more finances, the more donations we have, the better we can serve, those that, our need, and that we could bless.
Do you guys accept material donations or just monetary donations?
We do. It's a little harder because I'm in Davenport, you know, because I'm in Clinton. Mm-hmm. If it's like a VBS or a church that's going to be sponsoring us, I would definitely drive down to get monetary, you know, or to get actual donations. It's great if you reach out to me and ask me what I need, because there are certain times that I need baby stuff, or I'm always in need of boy stuff. Boy stuff is donated so very, very few. I think girl stuff is just more fun to shop for. And I think, you know, I think girls is pink and bows and all this fun stuff. And so, speaking from my gear, we definitely had give out more boy bags, than girls. And I mean that, I don't know why, but we definitely get less boy donations, and I'm buying more out of pocket of boy donations than I am girls. But if you reach out to me, yeah, we can definitely set up something that we can pick up donations. I'm lucky in Clinton. Deanna's Java is a business down there that they can actually drop off donations in Clinton. I need to get a business up here that will allow that to happen. Absolutely. So if anybody's got a business, you can reach out to me. If you're willing to have people drop off new donations to your place, that would be wonderful. But yeah, so we just, like we say, we just ask for them to be new, smoke free, from a smoke free home too, because mm-hmm. smoke unfortunately kind of lingers.
Yeah. How or what's the age range that you serve?
We serve 3-year-old babies straight out of the hospital to age 18. Okay. And then we've actually partnered with CPPC. They've got a program, and also with DHS for children aging out of the system. And that My Gear has given a few children $250 to help furnish apartments. Okay. There are some federal monies and state monies to get them apartment. But we help just, you know, toasters and towels and stuff. You have to think, a lot of these kids that are aging out of the system, they're not going to have grandparents or aunts and uncles to give them these hand-me-downs.
Right.
You know, so a lot of them have literally nothing. So again, the more donations we have, the more we can give to these kids that are aging out. But we serve, our bags are packed from 3-day-old to 18.
That's insane.
So, and all our bags are like I said, are age appropriate. So, you know, they're for the child that you're not going to get, you know, toys that a 10-year-old needs when you've got a 6-month-old baby in your house.
Right.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about November and why November is very important and special?
Yeah, absolutely. November is National Adoption Month. So that's super exciting. Again, Iowa is a reunification state, but sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes bio parents cannot get healthy enough to get their kiddos back. And then those children are looking for forever homes. And in November, it's just a big celebration. We have adoptions all through the whole year, but November is just designated for, you know, that just that special time. And then November 4th will be Scott County's National Adoption Day. It's a huge event. We've got lots of attorneys and judges and people in the community that come out, and that we just have a great time celebrating these families. My Gear will give them bags. Project Linus gives them homemade blankets. There'll be cookies and stuff like that. It's just a great time to celebrate these kiddos finding their forever home.
So this is a time where the children and their families that they've
Well, November 4th, there'll actually be several adoptions going on at the courthouse that day. So we'll, you know, it's kind of a big thing. I don't know. I haven't got the numbers yet to find out how many adoptions we have. Last year was huge. But it's a kind of, they kind of hold off on some adoptions to do it all on November 4th so we can celebrate, but it's the court hearing and it's, you know, they're going to get their new birth certificates, you know, so it's a pretty, it's pretty neat. It is neat to sit through and to see, my daughter was a private adoption. So she was adopted at 6 months. We've had her since birth. But it's just such a big day. It's, you know, it's just, you know, this is their forever home. This is where they're going to stay forever. And they're excited. The parents are excited. Bio kids are excited that are, you know, coming along and, you know, and they get new siblings and stuff like that. So it's just a good day for us to celebrate. And so we're happy to be part of it. You know, sometimes, there's not always good news in this world. And so adoption month and adoption day down in Scott County is just a day it's a wonderful day to celebrate.
So Liz, tell us where people can go online to learn more about MyGear and how they can get involved.
Sure. We have a website, www.mygearoutreach.org. And you can submit any kind of questions you have through that way. You also can follow us on Facebook, again, MyGear Outreach. I will post anytime bags go out. We post if I'm involved in there's an adoption celebration, I will post that. You can reach out to me message-wise that way. My email address is mygearoutreach@yahoo.com. You can reach out to me that way. If you've got a business, a church, an employer, something like that, that you want to get involved for donations, that's a great way to see us. And like I said, your dollars stay local. And you can definitely on Facebook. I know everyone doesn't have Facebook, but on Facebook is where we post everything. So you can see when bags go out or if there's a need. You know, like I said, we're doing our snow pants fundraiser right now, and you can kind of get involved in that also.
That's great. Everybody go check out MyGear. Check Liz out on Facebook. And
thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, no. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having me and, you know, and learning about MyGear. And then also, you know, iowafosterandadoption.org to learn if you want some more information about becoming a foster adoptive home.
Thanks, Liz, for joining us.
Thank you.